saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salin, and you can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. You can follow me at Bruce Salin on Twitter, and certainly like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Bruce.
So we're talking about moral bank accounts, and I sort of came to the realization that it's really not dissimilar from building up trust in our relationships, and I expressed that in the first segment. I'd like to tell you of what happened to me and what actually motivated the column, and since on the break you told me you hadn't heard this story, even though we're longtime friends, I hadn't told you this particular story, I will get, obviously, a very candid and unrehearsed response from you. I have a friend, and his real name will not be declared, but let's just call him Richard, like my producer. His name is not Richard. And Richard and I were friends literally from high school on. And when he got married, the friendship drifted to some degree because of his priorities, and his wife was a very controlling woman, to say the least, as far as their social life. And he was very happy. They had a great marriage. It's just that's the way it was. And we would see each other on occasion, but not near as much as we used to, but we corresponded a lot via email and we'd speak on the phone. Getting together was always problematic because of his very busy schedule, and especially when his three kids were young. One of his kids went through a very serious trauma, and 3 or so years ago, a similar trauma happened for to my oldest son. I think you may have recalled that incident, which I don't need to go into detail. And I was scared out of my mind, and I called Richard and left a message that what had happened, and referenced the same thing having happened to his son, and really saying, I really need your support. And this was one of those friends that, even though I didn't see very often, I always thought to myself, well, when push comes to shove, when the you-know-what hits the fan, I know I can count on Richard. He never called back. 5 days later, I got a text, is everything all right? And we haven't spoken since. I was so hurt because this was the time, the only time I really needed him. And that incident was very dramatic to me, and it got me thinking further about this idea of a moral bank account. So that's the example I'm using.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this one?
Well,
he also moved out of the area, and just it was one of those friendships where if I didn't call, he didn't call me. So this to me was the final straw. I stopped calling, never heard from him again.
Okay. So if he wasn't the friend you've always wanted, then you shouldn't be surprised that he wasn't the friend that you needed at the moment.
Well said.
And if you did have a solid relationship or somewhat solid relationship going into this and he didn't call, then I would say, well, you need to clear with him, which is something that we teach the men to do in the work, and it works everywhere if you have the courage to do it, is to say, hey, Richard, what I don't trust about you is that when I called you and I was in need, you weren't there for me. And what I need from you is to let me know that you're committed to our friendship and that you'll be there when I need you. Can you do that? And when you lay it out like that, it becomes very simple. Very simple, because it is about trust. If we can't rely on someone, if we don't trust them, then we get hurt. But just sitting in the hurt or making the choice about what you're going to do moving forward based on hurt, I don't think is, at least that's not what I teach in terms of being the best man you can be.
Well, you preface that with the declaration that if the friend was never really the friend you thought he was, then that shouldn't surprise you.
Right.
So that is the case here.
Right.
I built up the friendship to believe otherwise. When that reality hit me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I said, wow, I've been living in delusion all these years.
Naivete.
Naivete, yeah. And so that was the decision. I didn't feel Because I had confronted this friend on much smaller things before, always got reassurances but no change in behavior. And I was just naive to keep on believing, okay, but if it's really important, he'll be there.
Right. Well, Robert Bly talks about the naive male, and it's the naive male who gets betrayed because he forgets that there's that dark side to human nature, the shadow. And he gets betrayed when the shadow presents itself, when someone's not there for him, and because he thinks that he has sort of special relationships. And growing up, becoming that man is seeing that, well, listen, this can present itself at any time, so I need to be able to judge a man by his actions, judge anybody by their actions, and, you know, deal with them accordingly.
Well put. I appreciate your feedback. Just let's take this into parenting and or into marriage. How do you feel about this general idea as it comes to our kids in comparison and or contrast to our spouses?
I think honesty is the best policy. And however, in marriage, a lot of men are very afraid to be honest.
Yes.
Because they're afraid of losing, they're afraid of their woman's not being happy with them, they're afraid of things. So, but always, in the end, it pays to be honest. And now, how you deliver that honesty is really important.
Okay, so what happens when your partner, I'm going to take another personal example. You know my wife, and I happen to think my wife is quite beautiful. There is there may be more than one, but there's one particular physical trait of hers that she finds unattractive. I find it adorable. I think it's cute. And I tell her regularly, let's just say it's her nose, which it's not. You know, honey, I love your nose. And I actually think she doesn't believe me. I think she thinks I'm saying that to make her feel good. And it is the complete truth.
Why are you trying so hard?
Meaning, why am I trying so hard?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
She's not happy with a part of her anatomy.
Right.
Okay. You're fine with it. Why do you bring it up?
Oh, no, I don't bring it up. It's when she brings it up.
Okay. Well, what I would say is, after a certain amount of time, you have to sort of stop participating in the fishing expedition.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
That's all. It's like, like she says it, and I wouldn't even respond to it. Just let it go. Listen, this is her thing. We all have these things. She's thinking out loud. There's nothing that you can do about it. If she needs a little bit of reassurance because she's having a bad day, then you give her some reassurance. But I guess I would say you don't try to convince her that she's wrong, because that doesn't usually work that way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right? When you get frustrated, and sometimes what happens is a real trap, because we get engaged in their internal drama, and then all of a sudden we are way out of our element.
You mean a woman has drama?
You know what? It's beautiful, it's charming, it's wonderful sometimes. We think differently, we respond to things differently, we process things differently. If we get sucked into the way she does it, we're just a fish out of water. And eventually, and guys get very surprised when it blows up for them.
Well said. We are nearly out of time. Do you have any parting words for us, Wayne?
Oh, I have parting words. Weren't those enough?
No, any more wisdom you want to give us in
27
seconds?
Well, for all five listeners out there...
Oh, stop it. We have thousands.
I challenge you to send me an email at wayne@bettermancoaching.com and tell me that you heard this show today. And for the first two people who send that email, I'm going to send you a book. How about that?
That's pretty good. Okay, Richard, quick, send him an email.
And I better not know you, and if you're cheating, I'll find out. And you could get all the information about us at bettermancoaching.com.
Well, good offer, and thank you, Wayne. Talk to you next week, God willing. Actually, I will be off the air.
Yeah, I'll see
week.
You in two.
Okay. We will be back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.